Hey babe, do you have a minute? You know how I've been really into hypnosis and mind control these past few months? Yeah, I guess it would have been rather difficult to forget. Anyway, I'm following a couple of artists online, and one of them posted this piece that was just amazing. It was about a villainess who's got someone staring at a screen with a spiral on it while she's whispering instructions into his ear. And the expression on this guy's face, it's like absolute bliss. It got me thinking, I really want to do that kind of thing with you. For real. I want to make you feel that good. Don't get so hung up on the villainous part. Focus on the making you feel good part and on the doing it for real part. I don't mean I want to role play with you, not this time. I think I found a way to actually hypnotize you. Oh, ye of little faith, you'll see. It was that artwork that gave me the idea. As a matter of fact, I've been working on a video, and it's pretty potent. I mean, these last couple of days, while I was putting on the finishing touches, it even started to pull me in whenever I was editing it. And hypnosis has always worked a lot less on me than it has ever worked on you. Think I've gotten pretty close to hypnotizing you once or twice. We will just have to agree to disagree. In any case, I'm absolutely sure that this time I'm finally going to get you to go under for real. And I really want to. I want to turn you into my mindless little puddle of bliss. Take complete and total control of your mind. So, how about it? Can I give it a try? Please don't say no. I've spent way too much time on this to throw it in the trash now. Oh, I beg to differ. I think it's gonna work quite well. Oh, what will I do to you? I thought you were so sure it wouldn't work. Once I've got you completely under my spell, I'm gonna do whatever the hell I want to you, of course. I wanna make you feel like that guy in the drawing. Blank, mindless, obedient, and so very, very good. Just for a little while, of course. Only while you're in a trance. And then maybe I will have a little fun with you. I'm not sure yet. We'll see how Oh, but I am very confident it will work. Probably. So, does that mean you'll let me give it a try? Awesome. No, don't get up. I've got everything I need right here. Turn back to your computer and keep your eyes on your screen. And let me just get behind you and take your hand. Doesn't this feel nice? My will guiding your movements and hearing my voice from so very close. It might as well be coming from inside your own head. It's just a little taste of what's to come. If you're good and watch the screen, eyes front, watch your screen, watch the spiral, and listen to my voice. Yep, that's all there is to it. All you have to do is watch the spiral and listen to my voice and relax. Lie back and relax, babe. I will take care of everything else, like so. How about it? Does this feel good? My chest pushing against your back, my breath brushing against your ears, my fingertips tracing tiny little circles on your temples. Yeah, it feels good, right? No, we can't do this without the whole hypnosis thing. I've got to give you some incentive to let me hypnotize you. Now, don't I? No, any question I ask is rhetorical. You can nod a little if you really want to, but all you really have to do is relax, listen to my voice, and watch the spiral. It took me quite a while to find one I liked, but this one is pretty great. It's like a tunnel of light that just seems to go on and on and on. It's so easy to keep watching it. It feels like you're going into the tunnel, like you're always going deeper and deeper, like you're always getting closer and closer to the center. But at the same time, there's just no end to it. You can just keep going deeper and deeper and deeper. Relax and breathe. Sinking even deeper, feeling so calm, so relaxed. Sinking into the light, deeper and deeper. Listen to my voice and relax. And it's okay if you find your thoughts wandering. It's okay if you find yourself drifting off. It's even okay if you find yourself suddenly jolting back to awareness from time to time, because you're relaxed and you're going deeper, sinking deeper, always deeper. Relax, relax, as your body starts feeling so wonderfully heavy, heavy, languid, and so perfectly relaxed. Stay with me. Don't drift off just yet. Focus on the spiral. Focus on my voice. And sink deeper, deeper, and deeper. Eyes on the screen, mind in the spiral, and sinking deeper all of the time. So heavy, so tired, so sleepy, you want to sleep. Relax and go deeper, deeper in the spiral, feeling so sleepy, you want to sleep. Relax, just relax, spiraling down, deeper and deeper, feeling heavy, so good. And I'm going to help you feel even better. Just relax and enjoy this. It feels good when I touch you like this, slowly stroking up and down, up and down, as you just keep sinking deeper and deeper. That's it. Relax and sink deeper. Let the pleasure take you deeper. Let it melt your thoughts and your mind. There's no need to think about anything at all. Just focus on my voice and on the pleasure that you feel. Go deeper, deeper, deeper. You're looking pretty out of it already, but you can still go deeper. Look at me, babe. Look into my eyes. The spiral is in my eyes, just as captivating, just as mesmerizing as before, maybe even more so. You'll see it even better if you look deeper. Look deeper. Go deeper. That's it. Keep going deeper for me. Keep sinking into the spiral as I keep pumping your shaft up and down and up and down. Surrender to this pleasure. Submit to it. Submit to me as you keep going deeper and deeper, as you keep getting closer and closer to the edge. I'm gonna count you down, babe, and with each number I count, you're going to sink away a little more. And when I hit zero, you're going to let go entirely of everything. You are going to let go of your mind, your thoughts, and your seed. You're going to come and you're going to sleep. Eyes on mine. 10, 9, 8. Remember this. Remember how good this feels. 7, 6, 5. Remember how it feels to submit to me. 4. How easy it is. 3, 2, 1, 0. Let go. Come. Come for me. Come. Babe, you can wake up now. Wake up. How do you feel? Still a bit fuzzy? That's okay. I'm sure it'll pass. Yeah, I think it might have worked, but how was it? Did it feel good? I'm glad. Makes all the sleepless nights worth it. You wouldn't believe how long it took me to cobble this thing together. Recording the subliminals, finding and editing the visuals, editing the audio. Yeah, it was quite a bit of work. But seeing that goofy grin on your face makes it all worth it. Babe, look into my eyes. Shh. Don't. Just look into my eyes and relax. Sink into the spiral. Oh, shit. It's working. It's actually working. You are mine now, babe. Pet. Go deeper for me. No, no, no. Don't even try to look away. Look into my eyes. Obey. Feeling stubborn, are we? Fine. I'll just grab your head then. Putty. Putty in my hands. There we go. That's better. Hard to look anywhere else now, isn't it? Nowhere to look but right into my eyes. And your mind is too much of a mushy mess to even consider closing your eyes. Oh, that wasn't a suggestion. Look into my eyes. That's it. Down you go. Down into the spiral. Down. Tell me, pet, what do you remember? I'm not just hypnotizing you. I am brainwashing you. But I meant, what do you remember of what I just said? Right before I woke you. Look at me. Obey me. And tell me, what do you remember? Perfect. Back to sleep with you then. believe it. All that, and you're still not dropping all the way when I snap my fingers. No, some part of you is still in there, isn't it? You've got a serious willful streak. I guess I'd better get rid of that once and for all. Sit back, pet. Let me climb on top of you and get you inside me. It's always been easy to control you with your cock. And I'm sure riding you is going to work even better than simply giving you a hand job. Now, I guess you think I'm going to make you look into my eyes again. I'm not. You might not be all the way under yet, but you are already in a trance. You're already seeing the spiral. The spiral is in my eyes. It's on my breasts. It's on the ceiling. It's everywhere you look. Maybe it's all you're seeing anymore. Sink into it. Sink into the spiral. While I fuck your brains out. I'm gonna make you mine, pet. I'm gonna ride you, and you are going to sink away. I know you can feel it happening. Every thrust takes you deeper. Every wave of pleasure takes you deeper. Deeper into the spiral. Deeper into me. Deeper into submission. Deeper into obedience. Deeper, deeper, deeper. You cannot stop it. You have no control over it. It's simply happening. You don't think, you just listen and obey. Submit to me. Listen to me. Focus on my voice. You are my pet, my docile, obedient pet. You obey any command I give you. You submit to me utterly. And any thoughts to the contrary you might have, any resistance you might feel towards this idea, any resistance you might feel towards me whatsoever, they're all swept away by wave after wave of pure pleasure crashing into you, washing over you, pulsing through you, dissolving your will, leaving you blank, empty, and obedient. Listen to me. Obey me. submit, submit. Very good. No more resistance, no more will, just blind, mindless obedience. And it feels so very good to be this way. In fact, you're gonna come again soon, pet. You can feel the pleasure building and building and building. You can't hold back anymore. It feels like you're about to burst, and still the pleasure keeps building and building and building. Listen to me, pet. This is an order. This is my will. Come. Come for me, pet. Come. Looks like I finally managed to melt your mind. There's the look that I was waiting for. Mindless, obedient. Bliss. It suits you. But pet, that's my chair you're sitting in. And you shouldn't be sitting in my presence. You should be kneeling. Much better. While you're down there, why don't you make yourself useful? And eat me out. Look at how wet I am. My panties are soaked. Now, get over here. Bury your head between my thighs and worship my pussy. Just like that. There's a good pet. You obey. And that's all. Fuck. All you do. You listen, and you obey. You are my pet, my toy. You have no will of your own. You simply do as you're told. Fuck. This is amazing. Oh, fuck. My own brainwashed little pet. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Make me come, pet. Make me come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yeah. Eat my pussy, pet. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Taste my pussy, pet. Oh, fuck. Oh, taste my juices and make me come, pet. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's a good pet. That's a good pet.
That's a good pin. Oh, good boy. What a good boy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. What a good fucking pet. A good brainless pet. Just lapping at my pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I love it when you're fucking brainless like this. Existing for me to use. Oh, fuck. For my pleasure. For me to come. Existing to be my toy, my little fuck toy, my little pet. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Make me come. Make me come. That's a command. That's it. Make me come. Oh, fuck, make me come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, that's it. That's it. I'm gonna come in your mouth, aren't I? Oh, you want that so bad, don't you, you little fuck pet? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Right there. Right there, fuck pet. Oh, fuck, you're gonna make me come. Oh, fuck, you're gonna make me come in your mouth. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come in your mouth. I'm gonna come in your fucking mouth. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Good boy. You're such a good boy. You have pleased me, pet, and you feel good about that. It makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside, happy and content. Good boy. Good boy. Now, look at me. Look into my eyes and listen. This is important. When you wake up, you won't have to obey me anymore. You will be free from my leash, and you will be yourself again. Now wake up. All the way awake now. How did you like the second part of your hypnosis experience? You know, I was pretty nervous about trying it. I mean, imagine that you would have resisted me or snapped out of it. You would never have believed that I was always going to set you free again. But since you didn't manage to resist me, I didn't need you to take my word for it. I could show you. And you don't have a choice but to believe me. You believe everything I tell you now. Did you seriously think I would ever truly set you free? I'm joking. Jeez. Hey, look at me. Eyes on mine. You're okay, all right? I promise. You're fine. This was all a bit intense, wasn't it? Come on, sit with me on the sofa for a bit. Let's do some aftercare. Come on. Shh. You're okay, pet. Babe, you're okay. You're fine. Shh. You're fine. You're absolutely fine. Listen, I'll prove it to you. Exhibit A. If I really wanted to brainwash you and turn you into my obedient minion, why would I let you remember any of this? I could have you serve me and have you completely oblivious about being hypnotized at all. It's not like letting you remember exactly what I did to you, seeing you follow your programming to the letter, while you're absolutely convinced you're not actually brainwashed, would be such an incredible... I forgot where I was going with this. Anyway, you're fine. Maybe you're still feeling a bit more agreeable than usual, but that's nothing to worry about. It will pass in an hour or two. It's really not so easy to brainwash someone. I should know. I did quite a bit of research on it. It takes repetition and time before stuff really starts to stick. We just had a single session. Even if setting you free again was just a trick, without constant reinforcement, everything I did to you is simply going to fade away over time. Anyway, I'll just be making sure that it doesn't. Fuck. I'm sorry. I'm really bad at this whole aftercare thing, aren't I? It's just, I'm still so excited. It worked. It really, really worked. And I had you. You were trying so hard to resist me and just couldn't. It was awesome. All that priming I did with those mind control role plays really paid off. Come on. You're fine now. Do you really think I'd want you to be my servant? That I would enjoy ordering you around? Have you obey my every command? Follow through on my every whim? Okay, yeah, I totally would. You know me too well. But only if you'd go back to normal after. If both of us could joke about it afterwards. I would never make you do anything only to make my own life easier. I would never take advantage of you. Look, to be entirely honest, I don't think you will ever be able to resist me anymore. I'm sure that if I try to hypnotize you, I will manage, no matter how hard you try to fight it. You know how good it feels now when I put you in a trance? And unless you hit your head very hard and forget all about tonight, that isn't going to change anytime soon. I know that's a scary thought, and I understand that you're worried about it. You should be. It's dangerous to let someone into your head, even for a moment. And I don't even need your permission to get in. I can melt your mind whenever I feel like it. Look at me. Look into my eyes. You are in danger. Right now, I could hypnotize you again. It would be so very easy too. You're already trapped in my eyes, unable to look away. Maybe you can even feel them starting to pull you in. I can melt your mind, do anything I want to you, make you believe anything I want, and there wouldn't be a thing you could do to stop me. And I know that scares you. You are in danger. Acute, imminent danger. I can feel your heart racing in your chest. But I think if you are honest with yourself, you'll admit it's not just fear you feel. A part of you is excited. A part of you knows that I would never really hurt you, that you can trust me. It's why you immediately met my eyes when I told you to, without the slightest bit of hesitation. That wasn't just the hypnotic compulsion kicking in. I haven't put you through nearly enough conditioning to get that kind of response. Yet. No. Deep down inside, you know that you can trust me. It's the same reason you let me hypnotize you in the first place. Well, I guess you didn't expect it to actually work. And definitely not nearly as well as it did. But still, you know that you can trust me. You may look away now, by the way. I don't want to accidentally put you into a trance. I plan to be doing that very deliberately. You're okay, babe. Yeah, I could do all kinds of horrible things to you, but also you know that I never would. I swear to you, on everything I hold dear, which, come to think of it, is largely you. I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm not even gonna hypnotize you without your permission. Unless it would be funny, or I really, really want to. Feeling better? I'm glad. Our role plays are going to be so much more fun now, you know? Now that I can actually hypnotize you. My aftercare? Weird. It worked though, didn't it? Oh. Come here, you brat. I'm gonna zonk the ever-loving shit out of you for that. I love you, babe. Thank you for trusting me. Now, why don't I go and get started on dinner? While you just take it easy and let all of your new programming sink in. Love you too, babe.